Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It is Amp, Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Look at us.
We're looking at you for sure. Chelsea rolled into work this morning with, please just tell me what that is. I'm a dude. I have no idea what that is.
There are things that go under your eyes, so they depuff them and for dark circles. Crystal knows what's up.
Yeah. I mean, my boyfriend knows what's up. I don't know how you would not know what's up, Booker. Come on.
No. My girlfriend does not rock those. Sometimes she'll paint the entire face, some sort of mud thing, but that I've not seen before.
It's a quarantine glow up, Booker. Come
on. I like that.
Get on board.
This is just wonderful, everyone. Obviously, we're from home. Crystal and I are out in the burbs.
Yes.
Chelsea is in West Hollywood. We do another show for you this morning. Got trending coming up next. A little tease, a little taste, Crystal B.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys saw, but something really beautiful happened yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, and I'm going to share with you guys.
That's next. Cool. The most unlit St. Patty's Day yesterday, though. Seriously, right? So yeah. Boring. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. By the way, you guys haven't stepped up your game on day three of doing this from home. I am now back into the typical Booker uniform. I have my jeans on. Uh-uh. I have my black no. T-shirt on.
That's not quarantine.
I did take a shower today, so that's a big thing. That's a step
that's
up.
That's good. I have not worn jeans since I last saw you guys.
Feel great. I feel like an adult again. I feel like a member of society. What is trending, Crystal B? Get us going.
Okay, so let's start with some good vibes. I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a beautiful bright rainbow going over LAX yesterday on St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people were posting their rainbow posts, sharing, reposting. I don't think I've seen people share a rainbow or just something so simple, what we would think is so simple, in a long time. I think with all of this coronavirus, then we see a rainbow on St. Patrick's Day. It was an epic moment for LA. Speaking of LA, our LA Lakers are all now required to take coronavirus tests after the NBA found out 4 Brooklyn Nets players tested positive, one of them being KD, Kevin Durant. So the Nets played at Staples Center on March 10th, just a few days before the season was suspended. So sending good, healthy vibes to our guys, to our Lakers. All right, so more positive vibes. Designated senior shopping hours are popping up more and more at different markets here in LA County. So we first heard of this happen at the Northgate in La Habra that started on Monday. Well, since then, many others have followed. So Gelson Market, Vallarta Market, select grocery outlet stores, Super A Foods Markets, Erewhon Market, and now select Target stores. So if you know senior citizens that still need to get their shop on, this would be the time to have them go do that. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Chelsea, what's happening in entertainment?
Yikes. Okay, this actress is getting dragged on social media for her opinion on the coronavirus.
Oh, gosh.
That story, yep, coming up next.
Fun is not allowed. Sorry. Opinions? No. Let's do some birthdays, all right? Lily Collins, 31 years old today. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. Queen Latifah, the queen, she's 50 years old today. And I was feeling a little sappy.
Okay.
So how about She Will Be Loved? Adam Levine, 41 today. LA's own, the biggest Laker fan in Los Angeles.
There you go. She will.
I don't think we've ever played that on AMP before. I hope not. Something that is really, really good that has come out of TikTok. A song, we'll play it for you next on AMP Radio. I think you'll like it. Yeah, no, it's good.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Step to the dish. Chelsea, you're up. Entertainment, what's going on?
Here's a question. So imagine if you could escape this whole coronavirus thing, because that's kind of what happened to Jared Leto. He was on a 12-day silent meditation retreat, and he popped back up on social media and was like, whoa, what happened to the world since I've been gone? It's changed. I had no idea about this whole coronavirus thing. Mind blown. Can you imagine coming out of this like silent Zen meditation retreat and then all of a sudden you come out to this crazy world that is the coronavirus?
And there's another one I read about, the cast of Big Brother Germany.
Yeah. Yep.
This happened to them as well. I totally wouldn't believe it there because I would be thinking this is a goof.
Yeah,
like they're screwing with me. It's part of the show.
All right. Have you ever said something you wanted to take back immediately? Either one of you guys? I'm sure you have, right?
Yes.
We all have.
Yep.
Well, that's definitely how Vanessa Hudgens feels right now after sharing her opinion on the coronavirus. Specifically, she's upset Coachella was canceled.
Till July sounds like a bunch of bull. I'm sorry. But like, it's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible, but like, inevitable.
So obviously, as you can imagine, the feedback she got was not great, but she did apologize, saying she's sorry for being insensitive, and it's been a huge wake-up call for her. But wow, when I watched that, I was like,
please stop talking.
I just wonder what her conversation was with her manager after that went live, right?
I also didn't really buy her apology either. I feel like that was her manager also saying, you better go and fix this and apologize. But she probably still feels the same way. Like, people are gonna die. It's bound to happen. Like, okay.
I just think all celebrities, especially actors, are a little wacky and they say wacky things and it's just part of them being an actor. I'm fine with it. If you're gonna say something crazy, then you said something crazy.
Totally,
I'm glad she did a feeble attempt at an apology, but I'm not really totally upset either way.
It's very on brand for her, let's just say, because she is known as like the queen of Coachella, who's kind of a little bit flighty, so it kind of like is her brand, which is just kind of funny. Billie Eilish, on the other hand, though, speaking about coronavirus in a very different way.
I did not realize that it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about if you do happen to get it, you can transfer that to somebody else who's much more weak. That's completely irresponsible. And the fact that you can go out into the world and be like, oh, I don't give a f-. It's like, it's not about that, dude.
All of us were kind of not sure when we first heard about coronavirus how serious it was. But there's obviously more people you need to be thinking about when it comes to it. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Well, I think more than ever, we need a feels good. It is AMP Radio. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B. Here's some great news.
What?
No parking tickets, at least for the next 2 weeks in Los Angeles.
Nice.
I think it'll be longer.
I hope so.
They're saying two for now. They don't want to lose so much money. There's something called the kindness postcard, and maybe you could bring this to your neighborhood wherever you are. This is happening all across the country where people take printed out notes and they put them in their elderly neighbor's post box or their mailbox. And they say, look, if you need anything, if you need help, if you need someone to go shopping for you, here's my phone number.
Aww.
Give me a call. I'll leave the stuff on your porch.
Oh,
so I think it's so wonderful. The kindness postcard. So look into that, especially if you live in a neighborhood and you know that there's someone older down the street. I think that's a really great thing. Here's a landlord in Oxnard said, you know what? I own the building. No rent.
Wow.
I mean,
we're done with rent, which I think is wonderful.
Yes.
Until further notice.
Right.
Now, I don't know how long that'll go, but I think that would be great if more landlords did that as well.
Oh, that would be a dream.
I'm loving the stories of all of the tips that are being left for restaurant workers. And we should remember to remind everyone in Los Angeles, restaurants are open. You can't go to them, but maybe use your Postmates or your Grubhub. Get your local favorite restaurant, because a lot of these servers are going to need some money. So if you can help out locally, definitely do that, okay? And one final feels good. This one comes out of Chicago. I wish it was LA, but it's fine. We'll live. This aquarium shut down. So they thought, you know what? The penguins, they could be out in the park. So they opened up the whole penguin thing and let the penguins go throughout the entire park and hang out with the other animals.
Cute until they go into the polar bear exhibit.
Until they get eaten.
Why you got to bring us down, Chels? It was such a good story. There you go. Feels good on Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Booker Chelsea Crystal B on Amp Radio out in the burbs this morning. Crystal B is in the South Bay. I am out in the Valley. Yep. Chelsea, West Hollywood, we're hanging out with you this morning. Did I hear a dog?
That's my dog. I heard a dog. Look, there's my dog.
We're really like everyone listening. We're at home.
Yep.
Trending is up next. Crystal B, what do you have?
Another day and another coronavirus song. So I think you guys are going to like this one. I got it next.
Hold on. It's Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Booker Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. I just woke up my girlfriend.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
She was sleeping, and I just put my hand on her because she looked really cute. And Aww. She looked at me, and she said, "Why did you wake me up?"
Ruiner.
Real life, folks. That's what's happening. What's trending?
All right. So another day, another song about coronavirus. This one is the coronavirus cumbia.
Coronavirus, coronavirus. Lávense las manos, háganlo seguido. Coronavirus, coronavirus. Pónganse las pilas en lugares concurridos.
Okay, so again, a legit vibe, and he's telling you in Spanish, wash your hands, don't cough on people, cover your mouth. So it's legit a solid PSA, and it's a jam. So vibes and spreading awareness at the same time, I'm here for it.
I feel like that song could be a legit Corona commercial. It's got a commercial feel to it.
Okay, so if you look up this guy's name or the song Coronavirus Cumbia on YouTube, he's already been doing interviews about it. Like, it's literally a hit. It's so good.
This is his time to shine. I love it.
All right, so there is a new way to Netflix and chill while you're in quarantine, separated either from your boo thang or your friends. It's called Netflix Party. So this allows you to sync whatever you're watching so that you and your friends can watch movies and TV shows at the same time. And then there's also a digital chat room on the side of the screen so you can have commentary and be like, that was so lame, or oh my gosh, it's so cute. It's NetflixParty.com. It's free.
So do you guys want to do like Notebook later together?
And then you see Booker, right? I'm crying.
I love talking during movies, so this is perfect for me.
Oh, that's annoying. All right, so earlier we were talking about Big Brother Germany, which is crazy. So last night, they revealed to 18 contestants that were living in a house in Germany with no television, no cell phones, no social media. They had to break the news to them that coronavirus has been happening all over the world. There's no footage of the live tape yet, but I cannot wait to see it because I wouldn't believe it.
No.
I wouldn't.
It sounds like a movie.
I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Booker Chelsea and Crystal B. This is 97.1 Amp Radio on the radio.com app. Download that and favorite Amp Radio. You can get us every morning. Chelsea, you've got entertainment. What's happening?
All right, the big question. What Hollywood couple would you want to be quarantined with, Crystal B?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Are the Obamas considered Hollywood? Yeah. Because that's my pick. Yeah. I would go Obamas.
What would you do with them?
I don't know. I have so many questions.
Okay.
I want to know all the secrets of the country.
Okay.
I would be pestering Obama to death.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'd ask about aliens.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. Yeah, do that so you could come and tell us.
See, my dinner sounds fun all of a sudden.
All right, so my choice would be Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. I just think they're such a fun, goofy couple. Well, they're being praised today because they donated $1 million to charitable food banks that have been impacted by the coronavirus.
I think you're wanting them to be swingers, I think.
Come on.
Let's just be stupid honest.
Your mind would go there. Dirty mind, Booker.
My mind knows exactly what's going on in your mind, so calm down.
Whatever. All right, with the self-distancing that's going on right now, some artists are providing free concerts straight from their living room. I don't know if you guys saw this. Our very favorite, Crystal, the very sexy Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Yes.
He's calling it Together at Home. He's such a sweetheart.
I'm on my own in the house where I live. I was supposed to be with the band Coldplay today, we're stuck in different countries. So I thought what would be nice would be to check in with some of you out there and see how you're doing and where you are and what I could do for you.
'Cause you're a sky, oh, you're a sky full of stars. I wanna give you my heart.
And let's be honest, he looked so good. He was like scruffy and manly. He was like lounging in pajamas.
His Adam's apple looked really nice.
John Legend also did one.
I will stay with you through the ups and the downs.
My girlfriend likes his butt, so we'll be watching that one soon.
There it is.
For sure.
Stuff to watch while you're quarantined. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Sexy Alexa is coming up. Hold on.
Yeah. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. So which one of the three of us would be the best at asking Siri or Alexa or Google Play to turn on 97.1 AMP Radio?
Ooh.
So Chelsea, let me hear your sexy voice.
Alexa.
Can you be serious right now?
Alexa. Turn on 97.1 AMP Radio.
What's that? I don't know why. I roll.
Why did you roll your R's?
I don't know, you guys. I've been alone all day long. Things are getting weird.
Somebody get her a D immediately. Crystal B, your sexy Alexa, play 97.1 AMP Radio.
Hey, Alexa.
Guys, you just set off my Alexa.
Wow.
She literally just set off mine.
I could hear it.
Alexa, stop. There's like music playing now.
Wait, do I get to finish? I was excited to do this.
Hold on, let me turn the damn music off. This is real music. So go ahead, finish that.
Hey, Alexa.
God.
Play that 97.1 AMP Radio.
Why are you blinking your eyes like that?
It's like she's flirting with an electrical device. It's like flirting with a toaster is what she just did.
I didn't even touch it or anything yet.
Darius Booker to give it his best sexy try.
Hey, Alexa, play 97.1 AMP Radio. And look at that. Alexa just took her clothes
look
off.
Look at what? We're not.
No, my Alexa just.
Okay.
The plastic just fell off of my Alexa.
No,
it melted.
You wish.
My Alexa just melted. It's the weirdest thing.
Alexa's the only person that wants to hang out with you in quarantine.
I don't think she even does.
I hate both of you and Alexa. So there. It is AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. I believe this because I'm trying to be quiet so my girlfriend doesn't hear me. Divorce in China, the numbers have spiked because people are spending so much time with each other. They're sick and tired of one another.
Oh my gosh.
But why are you whispering? Because you're not married yet.
True that.
She could still give me the boot. Trending is next. What's coming up?
Well, it's actually on that topic. I have tips for you if you're quarantined with another person, like your significant other, how to not kill the specialness in it.
Keep it hot.
I am pulling up a chair. All right, that's next on AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. It's time for trending. Crystal B, what's up?
All right, these are the tips that we need in this crazy time. Dr. Phil is sharing tips on being quarantined with another person or other people, whether it be your significant other like Booker and I or your roommate like Chelsea.
Be honest about it. Look, we're stuck together. So let's just acknowledge it. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. So you need to acknowledge it. Number two, make a list of your annoyances. I mean, sit down and be honest with the person. Say, here's what annoys me about you. Next, have a safe word, like sometimes people do in sex. Have a safe word where you can walk away.
Dr. Phil's a quack. Okay, there's no way I'm writing down on a piece of paper what my girlfriend's doing wrong.
Really?
He's a nut.
But like, what would be the things, Booker?
Nothing. I have nothing to say. She's very close. She might be able to hear me.
Dr. Phil says to do it. All right. Really good news for our senior citizens. Designated senior shopping hours are popping up around LA. So we first heard of this with Northgate in La Habra. And then since then, it's kind of snowballed. Gelson Market, Vallarta Market, Select Grocery Outlet Market, Super A Foods, Erewhon Market, and now even Select Target stores are having designated hours for senior shopping, which is awesome. I told my dad, who actually just turned 65, so he hates that I keep telling him that. that. He's like, oh, I'm a senior citizen. All of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, you're 65. So you got to go shopping at the different hour.
Do the senior citizens get carded at the door? Because I bet they love that.
That's what I was wondering, because my mom isn't 65 yet. He's like, so your mom can't even come shopping with me? I'm like, nope.
Plus one's not allowed.
Senior
sorry.
Citizens only. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It is Amp Radio. Booker Chelsea, Crystal B from home, just like everyone else, but making it happen for you. We still want to be in contact with you. And we still want to ask you the dumb questions that we always do. In this scenario, it could happen. Let's say the internet goes out. You can no longer stream. You've got one old CD player and one artist to choose from.
This sounds terrible.
Which artist or band would you choose? We'll start with Crystal B.
All right. So I'm going to go with John Legend because Ooh. It's just sexy. It's positive vibes. I'm here with my boyfriend, so we're stuck together. I don't want anything too crazy. Bring me the sexy music. Let's get it on.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges.
All right.
Chels, for you.
This is so hard because I'm either going to go like old school classic rock or keep it more current. But I think the first one that comes to mind, just because she always sets the mood for me and I feel like she's got a mix of like ballads, but also like turn up music. I'm going to go with Beyonce.
I want to make sure I'm right, boy. Before I let go.
Time to rock for me. I'm pulling out the 1975 Maddie and the Boys. That's what I'm listening to. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Nice.
I don't want your body, but I need to think about you with somebody else.
So we asked the audience on our social media by way of Crystal B on your Instagram, right?
Yes. So Anna from Hawthorne, she had something to say about this.
Hey, y'all. My name is Anna. I'm from Hawthorne, and I would listen to Christina Aguilera because that's my girl. Day one.
I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way.
Sort of random.
Hmm.
Come on over, babe. Remember that song?
I was thinking more like, wanna get dirty. Maybe she's feeling a little dirty.
You are beautiful.
That too. That's like a tearjerker.
She does have good ones.
So, all right. I'm feeling that. At Crystal B on Instagram. We'll find out who you'd want to be trapped with. Which artist? What one CD? What band? Whatever. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio from our homes this morning. We're just like you. Stuck at home, LA. So your internet goes out. You're screwed. You've got one artist to listen to. Who would it be? Hit up Crystal B on Instagram. Tell her who you would pick. You have one here.
Yeah, Jennifer from Canoga Park knew exactly who she would be listening to.
I would listen to the Backstreet Boys because they have old music, they have new music, they've got music that's upbeat, they've got slow down music. They're still popular today, so you can't go wrong with them.
Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
I would have totally went in sync.
I mean, duh.
Yeah, come on. Way. Definitely in sync gang.
Yes.
There's no wrong answers here.
We will judge you though. Apparently.
We're going to judge you. It's not like we stopped being buttholes, okay? I mean, we're going to continue to judge you. It is Amp Radio. Keep them coming in.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio out in the burbs this morning. Ooh, Crystal B is in the South Bay. I am out in the Valley.
Yep.
Chelsea, West Hollywood, we're hanging out with you this morning. Did I hear a dog?
That's my dog. I heard a dog. Look, there's my dog.
We're really like everyone listening. We're at home.
Yep.
Trending is up next. Crystal B, what do you have?
Another day and another coronavirus song. So I think you guys are going to like this one. I got it next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.